Russians may have done it. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. New evidence suggesting Russia may have been behind the explosion at the Nord Stream pipeline.
Swedish investigators released underwater photos and video of the pipeline blast sites published by a Swedish newspaper today, showing that the blast came from inside the pipeline, indicating Russian culpability. The Russians control access to the so-called pigs that clean the Nord Stream pipeline and could have attached explosives to that.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The White House says President Biden will announce tomorrow the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve as part of a response to production cuts announced by OPEC plus nations. Exactly 3 weeks until Election Day in Illinois, one of several states holding governor's races, Governor J.B. Pritzker going after Republican Darren Bailey's education policy.
He wants to defund education, which is going to raise property taxes, which he's used to doing. He voted to raise property taxes by 81%, and it will destroy public education. He shouldn't be let anywhere near education policy or education funding.
Bailey responded.
Our children here in Chicago receive $29,000 per student, yet Chicago schools, they're failing our children. We have the lowest turnout. We have the lowest production of all.
The debate on Nexstar Media, a poll of 1,000 voters by the Illinois Broadcasters Association found 15.7% ranked education as a top issue. In Florida, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings is hoping to unseat Republican Marco Rubio in the Senate. The two face questions on inflation, voting rights, gun violence, immigration, and foreign policy. A think tank analyst accused of lying to the FBI about his role in the creation of a discredited dossier about former President Trump has been acquitted. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida's farming industry could face steep losses in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian.
Hurricane Ian left an expensive trail of destruction in Florida, especially for the agriculture sector, with a new report estimating preliminary losses of more than $1.5 billion. Citrus, cattle, vegetable, and melon operations were among the hardest hit. The report from the University of Florida saying the storm impacted about 5 million acres of farmland. But it also notes the complete picture of the damage cannot be determined until the fields dry out. Ian smashed into Florida last month as a Category 4 storm, killing more than 100 people. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 11 more people were killed in crashes in the U.S. involving vehicles that were using automated driving systems during a four-month period earlier this year. 10 of those deaths involved Teslas, though it's not clear from the data whether the technology itself was at fault or whether driver error might have contributed. The other death involved a Ford pickup truck. The latest figures include four crashes involving motorcycles. Safety advocates say the number of crashes involving motorcyclists and drivers using automated driver assist systems has been increasing. For a limited time, McDonald's is adding a new menu item from an unexpected source.
The fast food giant will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts beginning October 26th at 9 locations in Louisville, Kentucky, as part of a test to inform future menu decisions, according to both companies. It's an unusual move since the two chains compete for breakfast customers, and McDonald's has its own lineup of sweet treats. The partnership is potentially a much bigger move for Krispy Kreme, which is eager to expand the availability of its donuts in the U.S. Krispy Kreme will deliver the donuts daily to participating McDonald's restaurants, and customers can purchase them individually or in six packs.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.